Welcome back to the Unraveled podcast. My name is Nina.
And my name is Alina.
And today I wanted to talk about handling rejection.
Okay.
And specifically, I kind of have a story. So a couple of weeks back, I had an agent from another office refer me to somebody here, potential listing. So I went on the listing appointment and I knew that there were going to be a couple agents that they interviewed. So went on the appointment, ran the numbers, all the information was there. It seemed like it went well. Long story short, they ended up going with another agent. And, you know, the first thing you feel is like, oh, no, it's just, what did I do wrong? You know?
Right.
Well, come to find out, they were a little bit misogynistic. So there were two women and one man. So two female, one male agent that went on this interview, and they hired that agent because I asked for feedback. Anytime I get rejected or not hired for a position, I always say, you know, no problem. I appreciate it. I'm always trying to grow my business and improve. What's some feedback you can give me so I can do better next time? And luckily they were honest and they just told me, oh, well, we don't really feel comfortable using female realtors. We don't think they're capable of blah, blah, blah.
Then why interview in the first place?
I don't know. But I'm glad they told me that because I thought, oh, well, I couldn't have done a damn thing. Because obviously I'm female, right?
This is true.
So, you know, I think when it comes to rejection, understanding that sometimes it's less about you and sometimes more about them, mm-hmm. and not taking things personally, realizing that, you know, not everyone's going to be your person. Do you have any stories around rejection or any kind of, I guess, advice for people when it comes to preparing to take rejection?
I mean, well, I think especially in our industry, we deal with rejection all the time.
Yeah.
And my immediate response, I think one's immediate response would be like, okay, this is personal. This is about me. Instead of realizing that it's business. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily about like taking it personally so much as you should be able to flip it and use that as constructive feedback or mm-hmm. rejection. So then you can so you can put it back into your business or put it back into yourself mm-hmm. and either reevaluate the situation and learn how to fix it so that doesn't happen again.
Yeah. Take that energy and that, you know, and just put it back into your business.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it's certainly very common. I have it happen all the time. If anything, I openly want rejection. That's not what I'm trying to say. I openly want criticism. Like, yeah. I want to hear your feedback. I want to hear what you have to say. Mm. If there were concerns, if you think I should have done things differently, I tell that to my team. I tell that to anyone because I understand that I always have space for growth. And personally, I want the space for growth, that I want to receive this information so I can learn how to change certain things. So I really think it's just based on perception. Most people would see it as something negative, but really you need to turn your perspective about it and be like, okay, this was negative, but I can turn it into something positive. I can mm-hmm. help it make me grow better in these areas.
Yeah. And I think that's the game changer. I think if you look at rejection or negative feedback or, you know, as a positive or as an opportunity to grow, then it's never really a negative. If that makes sense.
I agree.
It's funny. A couple weeks back, I was having a conversation around clothing, right? And there was a certain piece of clothing that was being discussed. And I personally liked this piece of clothing. The feedback I received from this person on this piece of clothing was that it was frumpy. I'd never once thought of it that way. But then I started to ask a few different people and they were all like, oh yeah, girl, no. So I thought, well, hey, I'm probably wrong in this scenario, or at least my opinion is skewed, because if the majority of people who I know, like, and trust mm-hmm. are all telling me the same thing, and it's like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So option one, you could be offended and sad and cry.
Sure.
Or you could be like, okay, that's fine. Let's just make that change. It's not that difficult to do. So it turns into a positive. Mm-hmm. But you could take any kind of critical feedback as positive or negative. You could be offended, or you could choose to grow.
Correct.
Simple.
And you mentioned a different kind of feedback because you went and asked for this from other people. for sometimes you get feedback and rejection is not even asked for or wanted. It just happens and you're left with deciding on what you want to do with it. Mm-hmm. But I think that's good that you mentioned that because it helps. You're going to ask, you are personally going to these people and asking, hey, asking their opinion so you can decide for yourself if this is something that you want to improve on or change because you had someone else bring this to your attention. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important to growth as well and being able to acknowledge like, hey, I may have an issue here. You know, am I willing to go ask other people for their advice to see if this mm-hmm. is something that I need to change?
And then the truth is sometimes, you know, at least professionally, whether it's in a presentation or the way something's handled or something like that, you did miss something. You did get something wrong. You made a mistake. Or even if there's no mistake, there's things that you can improve in. And then having that honest conversation with yourself mm-hmm. to say, you know what? I could probably do this better and this better. And then the benefit is you're streamlining your processes and your procedures. And then for the next client, their experience is going to be so much better.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. So. Have you ever dealt with anyone that you've given feedback to, warranted or unwarranted, that took it very negatively?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they asked for it, too. I'm like, excuse me?
That makes it even worse, because if you ask for it, then you should be receptive to whatever the answer is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I've had it happen both times where someone asks for feedback and I give it to them, and then they kind of give me a smart response, like I was offensive. I'm like, you asked me for my honest feedback. And then sometimes people do take in like, okay, you know, I appreciate that. They never really do anything with it, mm-hmm. but at least they don't give me a negative mm-hmm. response. I don't know. Maybe I'm like an oddball out, but I think feedback is good. Yeah. I want more opinions. I always tell people, give me all the opinions because number one, I get to know more about you. What your preferences are, your likes, your dislikes, your view on the world.
Sure.
And then the more you know, the more broad your experiences, the more, I don't know, you can best relate to other people, I'll say.
You mentioned earlier about you giving feedback and then the person never taking it. Mm-hmm. I think that's absolutely critical to handling rejection is if you're going with, when you're handling rejection, especially if you're trying to view it in a more positive light on how you can change things and be better. What good is it to not apply it?
Yeah.
So I think it's so important that, you know, when we receive that information, like we truly utilize it to the best of our ability and learn to apply it in our lives to change whatever feedback we received. Mm-hmm.
I think it's two different ways of looking at the world. You know, there's one view when you receive negative feedback, whether it's warranted or unwarranted or asked for, you could feel insecure. Feel like, oh, I'm not good enough. They're mm-hmm. just trying to put me down. I'm never going to be good enough and feel all kind of just mm-hmm. doom and gloom, insecure.
Or let it fuel you.
Yeah. Or look at it as like, I'm on a journey to improve myself, improve my life. This is just another thing I can do to improve. Mm-hmm. So you could literally look at it as like a glass half full or half empty and then handle it accordingly. That's the best perspective I could give somebody. That's how I've been trying to handle things in my life for quite a few years now. And I think it has helped me a lot because no matter what happens to you, what people say to you, you can always roll over and do better the next day.
That's true. That's true.
So do you have a time where someone gave you, I guess, feedback you didn't ask for that was just like so shocking, or a time where you asked for it and it was just like, whoa.
Yeah, and I get that a lot from my siblings. I'll ask that's them, true. I will occasionally ask them, because at the end of the day, I'm a growing individual. I want to learn. I want to learn how to be a better person. I want to better support the people in my life. I want to be a better person to the people in my life. Mm-hmm. And occasionally I will do a self-evaluation and I will go ask my siblings. I'm like, hey, like, is there somewhere that you think I could improve on? Can I, you know, and I've gotten my delivery a lot, my delivery in conversations and my attitude. And not that I'm like yelling or talking crazy, but straightforward. Sometimes I can be very straightforward because mm-hmm. I came from a place where I used to never speak up and I used to never be straight to now talking and being very direct and speaking my mind. I just happen to be very direct. Like there's no like mm-hmm. in between. And I've had to like reel that in and be like, okay, I hear you. I'm going to work on that. And sometimes with me being very direct, I can have the tone in my voice of being condescending,
yeah.
Which isn't intentional. It's just, I'm trying to get out what I want to say, what I'm thinking and how I feel. And, I don't realize that's how people can receive it. So, a lot of the times my siblings won't, like, I'll be like, hey, they would say I'm very hard-headed. I can be like, okay, well, this is my opinion. I'm not changing my mind about it. You can think whatever you want to think. But if there's enough votes to say that I'm wrong, then I'll be like, okay, cool, whatever. I'll hear it out. But because of that, no one wants to argue with me about it, which I'm not saying anyone should argue with me about it, but they should be able to stand their ground and be like, hey, I do not feel like you're right in this situation, but because of how I am and how I have conversations sometimes, I don't leave that door open enough for people to feel that way. So that is something that I've had to work on. All to say the least is, yes, I have received feedback that I disagree with, but at the end of the day, I'm going to you asking for this feedback. Mm-hmm. You're being honest about it. And it's my job to be receptive of it and hear you, because in the day, if I continue to ask you for feedback and I don't get anything about it, you're never going to give me feedback anymore.
No.
And that's how one of my sisters feels. And I think she's seeing that I'm being a little more receptive to my other siblings and their feedback, that she's being more open. But yeah, my younger sibling, she's like, I don't even tell you anything because you're going to do whatever you want. And I was like, okay, yeah, you're right. Whatever.
But see, then it does matter though, who you go to feedback for.
That's true.
Because I have seen where people are just, again, I think it comes from a place of insecurity. They just want to be validated. They just want to hear what they want to hear. So they have to ask enough people in order to get that feedback. But then some of the people that you're asking for feedback, they have no business giving you any feedback because they've not done it themselves.
Right.
And then, you know, it's dangerous too, because then who knows what they're going to tell you to do. But if it's people who you know love you, who you trust, like, you know, your family,
right,
mentors, family, friends, that's different. You know, so just keeping in mind, people might tell you something that what they say really doesn't matter because they don't matter.
I agree. I had someone tell me that I had to let someone go, and someone told me that I needed to learn how to, you know, run a business or something like that. Okay. And I was like, and at first I was hurt by it. But then I thought about it and I was like, number one, you've never owned a business before. You've never stood in this position before to be able to tell me that I was wrong. You've never had to fire anyone before. Mm-hmm. So then I really had to think about it. And I was like, I can't be offended by your feedback because you have no experience in what I do or even how to run a business. You've never had a business before. You've always been an employee.
Yeah.
So why would I listen to the feedback that you have when you've never been in my position to tell me how to do anything?
They were probably just saying that because they knew it would be hurtful.
Yes. Correct.
You know? So it's less about feedback and more just trying to be hurtful.
Correct.
So differentiating between the two is important, you know, because within our industry, there's a lot of competition. I hear all the time from agents, you know, that try to give me feedback. They've not sold a house in a million years. So with kindness and respect, you can keep your feedback to yourself. And it's not like they had this successful career and they're retired. Those people, sure. I want to hear from them all day long. Mm-hmm. So it just matters who's talking.
I certainly agree with that. I do.
It's funny. Siblings giving feedback is so relatable. I have a chat with my sister. I mean, I've got many chats. Okay. I have the full family chat. I have the
sibling chat. Same.
You know, the sisters chat. And then when we're mad at somebody, we have a separate chat. So we all have separate chats.
I love it.
But sometimes people will throw in an opinion or a question wanting other people's opinions. And people will give their opinions. And then sometimes the person who asked doesn't like the response. Like, well, what did you expect? There's so many people that are different personalities giving you feedback. So you just have to laugh about it.
You're 100% right.
Well, when it comes to like family giving you feedback versus professional, what are some ways someone can tell that feedback is helpful? Because, you know, you don't want to take everything at face value necessarily. Obviously, let's say you work with a crazy client and you know, or maybe it's an employee that didn't work out and they say something mean, that's not really feedback you want to take into your system or your business. Right. So how do you kind of separate those things out?
So I had a feedback from a client who complained about someone that works with me. Mm-hmm. And I was interesting. It was an interesting situation because I've never had anyone complain about this person, not a single complaint from this person ever. If anything, she's probably had praises and how much my clients have loved her. And I take feedback with a grain of salt because I can't go to my team and say, hey, you got this one complaint, because it's gonna be discouraging to her and she's gonna think that she did something wrong, when realistically that person just maybe didn't click with you as well and mm-hmm. things didn't operate as smooth. And that happens. Like we talked about this before, not everybody's gonna like you, not everybody's gonna be able to work with you the same way. So I think it's, you listen to feedback as a whole sometimes and not individually, especially depending on what's going on. And if you're getting the same reoccurring feedback, that's your sign. Okay. You need to change something. And if you're getting the type of feedback that you've never heard of before, then maybe you need to go check with other people on that feedback to verify it, or just wait until you hear it again. But I wouldn't go changing. I would not have went and fired her because of the one negative feedback she's ever received over, you know, some other people that I've hired that have received numerous negative mm-hmm. feedbacks.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So just taking with a grain of salt, mm-hmm. you know, who they are in relation to your life, your business. Correct. Do they have the clout or the credibility mm-hmm. to be giving you that feedback?
I agree.
So,
yeah. Well, I enjoyed this conversation.
Yeah, I think, you know, talking about stuff like this is important. Opening up the veil of, you know, when it comes to having a business, this is the reality. Some things are easier than others, but
this is true. This is true.
Thank you, of course, for listening and for joining us. We will bring out a new episode each Wednesday. You can listen to us where you listen to podcasts. You can also follow us on social media. You can leave us comments and questions, and we'll be back next week.